Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Bobby here with you all the way till 7 o'clock this morning, standing in for Joe Lynham. Now, just over half the country, the counties in the country noted an increase in startups for H1 2024, with Carlow, Louth, Waterford, Galway and Dublin seeking all positive growth. Delighted to be joined by Christine Cullen. She's the Managing Director of CryptVisionNet, and she's going to discuss these findings with me now. Good morning to you, Christine. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Bobby. How are you?
Good to talk to you. I haven't spoken to you in ages. I hope all's well.
All's good, thank you.
Now, let's look at the SME numbers first, Christine. 14 counties seeing an increase in startups. What sort of numbers are we talking about here?
Yeah, so number-wise, when we talk about SMEs, because as we know, Bobby, 90% of the companies in Ireland are in that small to medium-sized category, as categorised by the EU. So we're talking about the first half of this year, 11,700 companies formed in the first 6 months.
Okay.
Now, that's just talking about the limited entities. And when we look at the sole traders and partnerships, because in Ireland, as we know, we've got two different types of vehicles for setting up companies. So in terms of the business startups, that's the non-limited entities, we've seen 10,000 companies. So together, you're really looking at nearly 22,000. Overall, in terms of limited companies, we've seen a modest increase, about 4% year on year.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is there a move away, Christine, from limited liability companies to DACs and things like that? Or
not so much. What we saw a few years ago, Bobby, were for every one limited company formed in Ireland, there were two business name sole traders. And a business name can be set up by either a limited company or a person or a couple of people. But we're seeing a shift actually more towards limited entities. And in comparison to the EU, it's actually quite straightforward to set up a company in Ireland. And that's probably one of the reasons why we're seeing that shift.
Yeah.
And you have a lot more protection in terms of a limited company. And it just may, you know, it's a lot easier. There's a lot more compliance on the other side with a limited company. So that's why sometimes you might find companies setting up as a business name and then transferring into a limited entity.
Yeah, that's generally the progression. We look at it on a county-by-county basis, it looks like that there was good news for Dublin, Louth, Waterford and Galway versus bad news for Kilkenny, Tipperary and Monaghan. Yeah. Hard to see any kind of geographical reason around why some those would be up and others would be down.
Yeah, well, absolutely. As you said in your introduction there, Bobby, we've seen an increase in Carlow, Louth, Waterford, Leitrim, Galway and Mayo. Absolutely brilliant news for those sectors. What's driving those trends? Very difficult to say. Probably a number of different factors. One of the things is a slightly lower cost in operations, particularly for those startups. And as we mentioned earlier, a lot of these companies are micro or small, medium enterprise. So there's a slightly lower cost of operations if you're moving a little bit outside the urban hubs. There's various government initiatives and incentives which will also help support companies outside. A continuous improvement in infrastructure, again, might make them a little bit more viable. And then obviously remote work trends. People, you know, you might have access to a little bit more talent. You've got people wanting to work from home and looking for a different quality of life. So this is probably the factors that are leading into that shift. Yeah.
Let's move to the getting paid, commercial judgments, consumer judgments. Because I was quite alarmed by some of the figures that are coming out here. The number of commercial judgments up 130%, consumer judgments up 56%. People are taking action around not getting paid.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, it is quite alarming, but let's put it in a little bit of context. As you quite rightly said, 130%. Judgments up compared to this time last year. So we have a total of 666 commercial judgments going through the district circuit and the High Court. And 40% of these actions were taken by the revenue commissioners. So quite a significant shift. On the consumer side, that's the non-entities, that's against individuals, they're up 56%. Now, there are a few outliers in the consumer side which really are, you know, inflating the value, because we have some pretty sizable judgments. But the trend is still upwards.
Yeah.
And I had to look also at the UK. And again, similarly speaking, the trend is upwards there, looking across. It's difficult to say. There's a number of contributing factors. For sure, the economic environment has played a role in this. You know, there's an increased cost of living, inflationary pressure, higher interest rates, and that's putting pressure on companies and individuals' ability to meet their financial commitments. And there's also signals, and we've seen this in the past, of a less tolerance, a little bit less forbearance of, you know, particularly in the context of cash flow challenges, a little bit less tolerance for late payments, you know.
Yeah, so, well, I suppose if businesses are finding it very difficult with a whole lot of increased costs, and they're fighting against all that, like the primary objective has to be to get paid.
For sure. When you're looking at pressure on your overheads, you're going to have to squeeze everything else, you know.
Yeah.
On the commercial side then as well, the pandemic, some of the pandemic supports have finished. I mean, the last one there finished around May of this year. So, you know, they've certainly played a little bit of a part. So less tolerance, the end of some of those pandemic. And then some of the courts were closed for a period. So there is a little bit of a backlog.
Okay.
So I think when we look, I wouldn't, you know, there's certainly an increase in judgments for sure, but let's see how the rest of the year plays out, and we get a better picture of it when we wash through that that period when those courts were closed, you know.
All right, Christine, great to talk to you as always. Great, good to get your data-based information both on startups and on judgments and payments. Christine Cullen from CryptVision, thanks for joining me this morning.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.